money, sex, relationships, current events, controversy. It all gets covered here. It's time to reshape, recreate, and motivate your mindset. So get ready for that cigar-smoking, cupcake-loving, coffee-drinking shopaholic, your sis and mine, MJ.
Hey guys, it's Dear Sis. I'm back at it again today with episode 4. And I have the pleasure of having Frank Sasso in the hot pocket chair. Frank Sasso. He is the owner of New Pod City, a former UFC fighter, and also, which I didn't know and I was highly impressed, a former animator for Ren and Stimpy and Disney. Yes! We are so excited to have him because he is definitely thebomb.com. And in my first episode, I also mentioned that he was my coach when it comes to this podcasting thing. So we are definitely excited to talk to Frank and pick his brain a little bit to see what's going on. Without any further ado, Dear Sis, Frank Sasso.
Hello, MJ.
How's it going?
It's going great. I'm honored to be your first guest.
Thank you.
It's crazy. Dear Sister from another mister.
Yes.
So how you doing?
I'm doing well.
What are we doing? What did you say? I'm in the hot pocket?
Yes, hot pocket chair.
What does
chair.
That mean?
Hot pocket chair is for anybody that dares to enter the room of Dear Sis.
Oh, really?
And talk about what's going on in their life, what's not going on in their life, and how they want to do better, and what they regret or not doing.
Interesting.
Very.
So it's sort of like the hot seat kind of thing.
Yes, hot seat.
But you call it a hot pocket.
Yes, hot pocket.
Do you like hot pockets?
Occasionally.
Really? Do you really?
I do.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I like hot pockets. They're quick. They're quick. They're easy. They're simple. And they're...
really bad for you.
They can be, depending on how you eat it, in moderation.
I'm more of a White Castle guy.
No.
Oh, I love White Castle.
I haven't been to White Castle in so long. White Castle... White Castle is far out, in between, to like different places. You have one like in New Brunswick, and then you have one...
there's one in Jackson. Brunswick.
Yes. It's not like... yeah. They did corner the market, but they did corner the market.
Oh, I think they more than cornered the market.
If that makes sense.
I think they actually created a whole new market.
Yes,
because a friend of mine once said, White Castle, it's the only meat that melts.
Ah, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. That's funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, and that's the type of thing is like when you're eating them, it's delicious. And then like about a half hour later, like, oh, why did I eat that?
Yes, why did I eat that? Almost like Taco Bell's.
Taco Bell, yeah, okay, I guess I never had that experience, but I guess maybe the
almost
same way.
Almost like a Taco Bell's, because I feel like when you eat Taco Bell's, you need to be in the bathroom.
Okay.
Sorry. Taco Bell's. But when they came out with that Doritos, ooh, that was scrumptious.
Oh, I don't know if I've tried that, because I love Doritos.
Oh, you have to. I'm not sure if it's...
It's a taco shell made out of a Dorito?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, Doritos did their
thing. They still have this available.
I'm assuming. I doubt it.
I'm going to check that out.
Okay. Yeah. So listen, tell us more about you. What's going on?
Oh, so many things. New Pod City is rocking and rolling. We have 5 major features and services with New Pod City. We are a recording studio. We're a hosting company. We're a distribution center. We're a promotion studio. And we also help with monetization. Hosting, however, which what I found out is we are the only hosting company, the only podcast hosting company in the state of New Jersey, and I dare say the tri-state area.
Wow.
Yeah, that I'm not sure about totally, but New Jersey, definitely, we are the only hosting company for podcasts in the state of New Jersey.
How did you guys get so lucky?
We didn't get lucky. It was hard work. And then I did my research, I did my homework, and I found out that people, yeah, they want to record podcasts. That's fine. They don't want to do the hosting part because the hosting part takes a lot of work, a lot of research, a lot of trial and error, a lot of R&D, a lot of dealing with problems that haven't happened yet, foreseeing problematic situations and having the solution for it already. Enter that into your programming while you're building the thing and making RSS feeds automatically. It's not easy. It's not easy work and people don't want to deal with it. And it's also a lot of money. I'm blessed to have Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank working with us, and he backs us up with everything.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, very, very cool. We set out to make a place where people can have a podcast. Now, there's plenty of other hosting companies out there, but they don't offer what we offer. They don't offer profit sharing. They don't offer podcast promotional backup, meaning you have a show on our network called Dear Sis. Well, we also have a show on our network called The If Podcast, and we have Trenton Waves Podcast, and we have the Stay Woke Podcast, and we have Street Startups Podcast, and we have Verbal Smash, and we have all these other shows on the network that will mention your show at the beginning of their show. So we start sharing in the promotion, and the same thing with sponsors. When sponsors come on and they want to sponsor one of our shows, we then give that sponsor the opportunity to use cross promotion to get their promos played on other podcasts of ours, and now those podcasters share in the profit of what the sponsor pays for the initial drop.
Stay Woke.
Yeah.
They are funny.
Vont Leek. They're hilarious.
They are funny as
yeah.
hell.
Yeah, Vont is really funny. Like, his girlfriend
what the hell
Mara.
Am I listening to?
Yeah, his girlfriend Mara is great. Kadir, all them guys. They're really good people. They're
and,
very funny too.
And Trenton Wave is like, you better get ready for the wave. Because if you're not ready for the wave, you're going to drown. How about that?
Yeah, that was my wife's idea. That was Christina's idea, Trenton Waves.
Get ready for the wave, but it's just so funny with Stay Woke. I'm like, huh? Who? What? Oh. Oh, okay, I see. And I'm like, they're just rambling on. I'm like, these kids.
I know.
These people, they have, you know, I say kids because I know I'm older than them, but these kids, they got a lot of.
Oh, man,
energy.
19
like,
years old. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, Vont Leek, he's 19 years old, and I always say you got a tiger by the tail on that kid because he not only has a podcast, but he also has a Monday morning radio show.
Get the
in
gun.
College, yeah. And also, he has a video production studio that he runs as well called Vont Leek Studios.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's no joke. He's very rare. Very rare. You find a 19-year-old like that who's on fire. A lot of 19-year-old kids. I'm thinking to myself, what was I doing when I was 19? I certainly wasn't going into business.
I was a mom.
You know, you were a mom at 19.
Yes, I was.
Babies having babies. There you go. Yep. And definitely. Now she's having a Dear Sis podcast.
Yes, yes.
Well, we're blessed to have you on our network.
Yes, I'm blessed to be here. It's fun. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And it's going
what are you
to be
talking
a fun
about?
Ride.
Why do you say that?
I say bumpy because
thanks.
I mean, we're not perfect.
So what does that? The, what does that have to do with? Well, what does that have to do with New Pot City?
I mean, okay.
What do you mean it's going to be a bumpy? Are you expecting a bumpy road?
No,
apparently, obviously, you are.
I think I say that just to say it.
No, don't just say stuff to say it. That's ridiculous.
No, it is going to be a bumpy ride.
No, I rebuke that. No, absolutely not. It will not be a bumpy ride. It'll be the smoothest ride of your life. As long as you're with New Pot City, you stick close with what we're saying to do. You'll have challenges, but it's not going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay,
it's going to be very smooth.
It's going to be a roller coaster ride.
There you go. I will challenge you as your coach.
Yes.
I will challenge you, but I'm not going to say something to have you do something that's going to wind up hurting you or your show.
No, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. I take that back.
Good. You hear that, Dear Sisters out there?
Yes, I take that back. It's going to be a roller coaster
What is
ride.
That all about, Dear Sis? What's that title? Is that one word?
Dear Sis is one word with a comma at the end.
What does it mean?
It's an invitation for conversation.
To only sisters, though.
That's right.
It's not Dear Bro.
It's not Dear Bro.
That's not right. And yet I'm the first guest on your show as a guy.
Well, that's okay.
Why is that
because
okay?
I mean, hey, it works.
Okay. So when something works, the hell with the brand. This works.
It works. Stick to it. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel here.
That's
it's
great.
Just, Dear Sis is just what it is. And it's time for a Dear Sis conversation.
Yeah, and everybody that has a podcast, including yourself, it's like having your own business. But with New Pod City, the other thing I wanted to mention is that you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. So New Pod City is like NBC. It's a network, and NBC has a bunch of shows that are affiliated with that network that you can't get anywhere else. Same thing with New Pod City. New Pod City is the network, and we have a bunch of shows, some of which I host myself with my wife, right? We have our own shows, but we're part of the network. And that's also what you're kind of buying into, too.
Wonderful. Okay. Yes. I'm excited. It's great. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, you've been rocking it for like 3 weeks already.
Yes.
The last three shows were great.
Yes.
I was so proud to hear you.
Thank you. And I've been rocking this. And it's something I gave birth to.
Mm-hmm.
But I held on to it for so long.
Well, like 2 years?
2 years, yes.
Wow. Why'd you wait so long?
Not knowledgeable.
Oh, and I heard from one of your shows, No Support. You mentioned it on there a little bit too. You didn't really have any support backing you up.
Support backing me up.
Yeah, but you did it.
Of course.
So you're here now, so who cares how long it took? You're here now.
I know, but people like to hear the backstory as well.
Yeah, I guess.
They do.
I mean,
if somebody gives them something to relate to.
Yeah, it gives them something to relate to. But for the most part, I'm about doing. Just do it. Just shut up and do it already.
Well, that's easier said than done.
Whatever. I don't care. Shut up and do it.
It's like pissing it off the pot.
Yeah, it's like enough already. I mean, how perfect. This thing better sound so good by the time you launch it. You've been spending so many years perfecting it, and it sounds like crap. Just do it already. Shut up.
And that's crazy, because that word perfection and perfect sometimes can do damage.
Well, you're already imperfect, right? So how can an imperfect thing make something perfect? It'll never be perfect, ever. So you might as well just do it. The worst that can happen is nothing.
Yeah.
And you already have that, so how much worse could it be? You already have nothing.
You know what someone used to tell me about perfect, the word? He said, perfect practice makes perfect. It does.
Well, what's that? Unless it's right and it's consistent, it'll never work. You have to be consistent with the right technique and the right approach. If you're not consistent with the right technique and the right approach, well, then it's not going to work. You're wasting your time. You're just spinning wheels. That's it.
Consistency is key. Yes.
The only thing wrong about consistency is when you're consistently inconsistent.
That's true.
That's the only problem I have with consistency is when you're consistently inconsistent.
Yes.
And that's not good.
That's not good. That's not good at all. That's not good for anyone. That is not good for anyone.
Absolutely not.
No, 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 no.
It's such a pleasure to have me in my studio.
Yes. It's in a hot pocket chair. Definitely in a hot pocket chair.
I was a little nervous when you said hot pocket. I'm like, oh, she's going to be asking me like the hard questions. I haven't heard one hard question yet.
No, I'm not asking
I haven't any heard any kind
questions.
Of controversy. Nothing. Come on. I was expecting a little bit more than this.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, let's go back to what I have here.
Mm-hmm.
UFC fighter. Tell me what that's all about. How did you get involved? I don't need a whole spew, but what made you want... Were you like this badass kid coming up?
No, absolutely not.
A neighborhood bully?
No. I was bullied a couple of times. I was not outgoing. I was kind of a shy kid.
Introvert, weird, corny?
No. Corny, I guess.
Corny is good.
Off. Not a good looking kid.
I'm off.
But like a little like odd, an odd kid.
Okay.
You know, wasn't a good looking kid.
I disagree.
I wasn't.
Okay.
At least I didn't think I was.
Okay.
Especially in high school.
Well, so each his own. But when I'm looking in front of me, I don't think, no.
Well, thank you very much. Married man, but thank you. I appreciate that. I wanted to take karate back in the early 90s. Oh. I've always wanted to take karate. So I went to Tiger Shulman's Karate. Before it was Tiger Shulman's MMA. Got super close with the sensei there, Sensei Gary Hellman, who's now living in Florida. And he actually designed the logo, the tiger. And Tiger Shulman is named after Danny Shulman, the founder. This guy, when he was 17 years old, his nickname was, they called him Tiger. That was his fight name, was Tiger, because that's how fast he was whenever he would throw a strike or
like
something.
A tiger. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Right. Although I don't know if the tigers actually do what you just did.
I'm karate.
But you know, but the way they would swipe, he's very, very quick. I'm sure he is still now right now. But then I got into UFC years later and competed. My last professional fight was with John Fitch. There is a story out there online. If you Google Frank Sasso UFC, click on the article that says Voice of One. I think that's the article. And you could read what happened in that fight. And there's some pictures there too. But in any event, I love the feeling of getting in the ring. There's not a more peaceful place than when you're locked into your opponent, staring each other down in the ring. Chaos could be going on around you, and you're locked into your opponent, and you're just dancing, you and him. It's the most peaceful place on the planet.
Chaos? Mayhem.
People screaming. It's the most peaceful place on the planet, looking each other in the eye. And then when you do the fight, and then after the fight, you guys have a cup of coffee. It's fine. And we're all friends. I mean, we're all friends. It's not, you know, people, how can you throw a knee into somebody's face? That's barbaric. It's like, first of all, we're trained. So we know what we're doing and we know where to hit you. But people who don't know, they just think, oh, that's crazy. I would never do it. You could never do it. So don't worry about it. You could never take a knee to your face the way you describe it.
Shane and I was watching. Where were we? We were out social because we do a lot of social things. And of course, Shane is my fiance. My beautiful love of my life. That's a shame. You would make a great UFC referee. He was like...
Why referee?
Why not? Because he's such like a...
No, I've met Shane.
Yeah, he's such like a badass. But very even kill.
Right.
And I'm like, I think you'll be great. He was like, I would never do nothing like that. I said, you afraid they might punch you? I was like, no, they wouldn't punch me, but I would never do nothing like that. I said, you'd be great. Because everybody's just like clean cut, bald head, real big.
I think I could probably see him in the ring. I could see him in the ring. No, I could see him in the ring. I could see him in the ring as a fighter. Absolutely. More than a referee. I could see him in the ring as a fighter. Absolutely. He's very John Jones-like.
Yeah, John Jones.
Yeah, he's like that weight class I would put him in, I would think.
So So, wow, yeah. That's interesting.
No, UFC is great. I don't do it professionally anymore. My wife calls me the Celine Dion of UFC because I'm always coming out of retirement. Like, we're going to Thailand soon.
Oh, nice.
And Muay Thai is my discipline.
Okay.
So to be able to do a fight in Thailand is, like, just such a dream. We've already started looking at different fight arenas and stuff to see where I would want to compete there. Yeah, so the thing is that we're going to videotape it, and we're going to post the video if I win. If I lose, we're going to say, oh, we couldn't videotape it. They wouldn't let us.
Okay. Well,
so just so you know.
Yes, do what you got to do.
But I use a lot of my UFC experiences and techniques in the ring in business.
Good.
And
should.
Yeah, I was on the Street Startups podcast a couple weeks ago with Tracy Syfax and CJ Meenan. Mm-hmm. Also can be found on the New Pod City Network. You can hear 4 episodes that we were talking about how does an MMA artist, an MMA fighter, use the techniques he learned in the ring in business. So it's a pretty cool crossover.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. Interesting. I have one more question. Well, actually, yeah, I do. It's like one but two. Tell us about the Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, back in the day. Oh, my goodness gracious. When I was working for a company and they said, Frank, you're the new head of the animation department. And I'm like, great, I've never animated a thing in my life. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Damn.
I mean, I was the art director for the art department, but we got this opportunity to do animation overflow work. So the studios that couldn't handle the work, they would overflow to us and we would get it finished for them.
Good.
So I was in charge of the animation department. I didn't know a thing about animation. They put me in charge of it because they figured, well, he can draw, so we must know how to animate. Never took a class in my life, and now I'm in charge of like 3 animators. And one of them hated my guts because he was much more equipped at animating than I ever, and he could animate. But he didn't like me. He didn't appreciate that I dropped out of high school. I got left back twice in grammar school, never spent a day in college, and yet now I'm his boss. So he didn't like that. He also didn't like that I can't even animate. But I had good leadership skills, you know, I knew how to deal with people and stuff.
Bingo. And that's what's important.
That's what
leadership.
It was.
Yeah, leadership skills.
Yeah.
That's what people look for. They don't care about your experience.
Right.
They
right.
don't.
I always say experience is the best teacher as long as it's somebody else's experience. You know
they
what I mean?
They want you to lead. Lead.
That's it.
Lead.
Leaders lead. It's your responsibility as a leader. That's right.
And
right.
always be kind.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Leaders lead.
Leaders
and
lead.
Always be kind.
And always do it by example. Amen, right? So we get this offer that we're to pick one of these 3 shows that are going to be coming out. Rugrats, Doug, Ren and Stimpy. This was back in the late 80s. So I looked at the artwork for Rugrats. I looked at the artwork for Doug. And I looked at the artwork for Ren and Stimpy. Knowing the team I had. Knowing the deadlines that we probably weren't going to be able to meet. And I said, well, let's do Ren and Stimpy. No one's going to watch that. That was my thinking. So I'm thinking, this isn't going to work. Who cares if we're late with deadlines? No one's going to watch it. It's not going to work. Well, sure enough, Rugrats becomes a crazy hit. Doug had some good numbers. Doug, I thought, was the better show. And Ren and Stimpy then got this underground following, this cult following now. And I've done shows showing my work from Ren and Stimpy where you meet the strangest people, man. Who were like
especially
they,
underground. Yeah. Anything underground is like notorious.
I was at the Javits Center in New York, and they came right over, and I could see them coming down the escalator. I'm like, yeah, I bet you they're coming over here to our booth, because we had the whole Ren and Stimpy poster up there. Yes. Like, you could tell. You can smell them coming. Ren and Stimpy people, for the most part, they have a very, very unique look about them.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't even care that I'm saying this, because they'd be the first ones to say it, and they know it. Which is fine. One person said, I want you to know that Ren and Stimpy changed my life. I'm like, really? I'm going to now pray for you, okay? Because if Ren and Stimpy changed your life, we got to talk, man. I'm not excited. I'm sorry.
My dear sis listeners, are you hearing this?
I'm not excited about Ren and Stimpy. I'm not. I'm sorry. I mean, it's something I did. It was fun at the time. It was a very dark time. But, I mean, my partner Darren and I have launched Legends of Valdoria, which is a brand new animated series. We're doing a comic book, plushies, the whole thing. And that can be found at legendsofvaldoria.com, LegendsofValdoria.com. You can go there, look at the trailer, and check it out. And that's what we're doing now as far as with animation. We run a company outside of New Pod City called G-Force Creative, and that's my buddy Darren and I run that. It's an animation firm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It's
I
cool.
love to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's like, whoa.
Do what you gotta do.
Yes, you have to do what you gotta do.
Well, if you're good at something, never do it for free, number one.
That's true.
Number two, if you're good at something, make something more out of it. So, like, I knew I could do 2 things. I knew I could talk, and I knew I could draw. I have New Pod City, and I have GeForce Creative. New Pod City, I have a network of talking. You're yes. talking right yes. now. GeForce Creative, I have a service where we illustrate books, comic books, animation, cartoon, character development, all that stuff. So I'm going to do what I'm good at.
And speaking of things that you can do, this is funny.
Yeah.
I could definitely talk. I can talk forever.
I could tell.
But I'm definitely, I'm a leader.
You've
I'm
been talking leader. The last 3 weeks.
I'm a leader. However,
yeah.
I have a vision for eye as far as makeup and hair. And I failed to acknowledge all that. But needless to say, I can make you look fabulous. Those are the two things I can do. Definitely. Maybe three. I have one more, but that doesn't matter right now because I'm not cooking for anyone.
So you can make somebody look fabulous.
Fabulous, yes. I have my own makeup line. I've had my own makeup line for 9 years now.
How come I've never heard of it?
Because I failed to share. And here we are. I'm sharing now.
Well, then you didn't fail.
Well, I failed to share 3 episodes ago.
But you're sharing now.
Yes,
I am. So you didn't fail to share.
Okay, good.
You just didn't share.
I didn't
until
share.
Now.
Until
now. No, that's not failing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so yes. That's
See the difference?
Yes, that is a big difference.
Because failing means you'll never do it.
Oh, yeah. No, I've done it.
You just made a decision to never share it. Now you failed.
Yes, that's funny. That's a good way to look at it.
It's the truth. It's the truth. When people talk, I listen to their words. I listen to what they say. And then sometimes I get in their face, and sometimes people don't like
it. What's your sign? You're a Taurus, right?
No, I live here.
Taurus. The bull. Taurus.
Right.
Okay, good. Cancer. No. Die hard cancer, dear sis. Die hard
That's
cancer.
On you.
July 3rd.
My sign is the cross. That's the my sign. I don't put weight into the zodiac.
No, what are you talking about?
My sign is a sign of the cross. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm a radical born-again Christian. And if people don't like it, they don't like it. Whatever.
I'm with you all the way.
Okay.
All the way to the finish line.
Amen. So without, my sign is the cross.
Without this, we wouldn't exist.
Amen. You're right.
All this fluff.
Yeah. It's all nonsense.
This is fluff.
It means nothing.
But, I mean, people follow the zodiac.
No, okay,
and
great.
And I happen to be one of
That's
them.
That's fine. Some people follow light bulbs. Whatever.
Yeah, some people, yeah, pray to
some
a
people, Some people are nuts. You know?
They do pray to a letterheadist. But needless to say...
That's the name of a drag queen. Head of Lettuce.
Head of Lettuce?
That's her name. That's his name. Drag queen. Head of Lettuce. That's a drag
That's
queen name.
Okay.
I don't know why that was the first thing I thought of when you said head of lettuce.
They do pray to a head of lettuce. But needless to say, I've had this company for quite some time, for 9 years
yes,
to
makeup.
Be exact. Mm-hmm. It was first called Nadesh Cosmetics, which was named after me. And Nadesh means hope. That's my real name. And yes, that's my real
so
name.
So it's not MJ.
It is MJ. It would have been MNJ.
M&J?
MNJ.
M&J.
Yes.
I just said that.
Yes, sorry.
Right, you're saying it again like I said it wrong.
So, it was named after me, Nadesh. But now it's called Mannequin Beauty. And the website is mannequinbeautybox.com.
How do you spell that?
You spell it MannequinBeautyBox.com.
Oh, mannequin with a K.
Mannequin with a K.
I'm glad you spelled it because I would have spelled it MANNEQUINE, whatever, however the heck you spell mannequin.
No.
And I wouldn't have gotten anywhere and I would have been like, what is she talking about?
Mannequinbeautybox.com.
Mannequinbeautybox.com. So can I do like a standing order every month? Where I get a box of stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
How much is that?
It depends on what you add into your cart.
Oh, can I get one for like $12 a month?
No.
You're already out of my price range.
Yeah, you cannot get one $12 a month.
What's the most inexpensive one I can get?
The most inexpensive one you can get, you can go to the lippy section and you can get a lippy for $14.
Let's paint a picture. So someone goes to mannequinbeautybox.com.
Yes.
They want eyeliner. They want lipstick. Don't shake your head. I'm trying to paint a picture. What they're looking for is eyeliner, eyeshadow, lipstick, and maybe some blush. And they want those four things. Is there like some little kit you can put together for a certain price or?
Unfortunately, there's not. It is not. Because Mannequin Beauty only carries lip wear products. Lipsticks and lip glosses. From matte to high finish to high pigment, scentless, and smell.
So you can make someone look good just with their lips?
Of course. And you know what my thing is about makeup with women? And this is another thing. This is going to be in episode 5 when we talk about makeup.
I'm not going to be on that episode.
Every woman wants to look good. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, but they have more on their face than lips.
But that's the bottom line. And everybody, I don't wear lipstick. I don't wear this. I just wear Vaseline. You still want to look good. You still want your lips to pop. You still want to look good.
Okay.
So kill me with that. I don't want to look like, I don't want a full beat, or I don't want to look like a drag queen, or you need to look like something other than yourself.
Yeah, but they have more than lips.
They do. Unfortunately, this is something that I will be bringing to Mannequin Beauty.
Oh, okay. More. You're going to be scaling it.
Of course
I'm going to scale. I don't know what your plans
are. However, I just feel like makeup just enhances your look.
I agree.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, some people go overboard.
I mean, they do. To each his own.
But yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Like, my wife, she's one of those people, she doesn't need makeup. She would disagree with me, of course, because I'm her husband, and she would feel like I have to say that. But I'm telling you, she doesn't need makeup. She's like a natural beauty. You know, she doesn't go crazy with makeup either, but when she does put it on, it does scale it up. It's like, oh, wow.
It's like, wow, whoa.
Whoa. What did you do?
Exactly.
You had some beauty box action
and
there.
And that's the whole thing.
Okay.
Because mannequin beauty, that's what we're all about, because everybody at the end of the day wants to look like a mannequin.
Hmm. They want to look like a mannequin?
They want to look like a mannequin. My tagline is, where creativity and beauty meets.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like creativity. Artistic.
Yeah.
Like an artistry kind of thing. That's cool. Oh, well, then I withdraw. I humbly apologize for limiting you to thinking you were just about the lips. So you are scaling it up.
Of course.
That's fantastic.
Of course.
And then you could do beauty packages.
Yes,
like, you know, that's
packages.
Cool.
I love it. And I've been doing it for a long time.
Any nail polish down the line?
No nail polish.
That's down the line. No? Cream? Any kind of creams? Mm-mm. Body lotion? Soap? Mm-mm. Cleansers?
If I did anything, I would target towards more hair, because that's what my forte is.
Your forte is hair?
Definitely.
You know, you're talking to a bald guy.
Yeah, hair.
That doesn't
hair
mean anything
thing.
To me.
Hair is my thing. And
you think men should wear wigs?
It depends on the man.
No, but there are some women that they wear wigs like they wear hats.
I mean,
do you think men should do that? Do you think men can get away with that?
It depends. Yes, they can.
Do you think straight guys can get away with that?
Of course.
Yeah? Like a different wig each week?
Yeah, if that's good look, then go for it.
Listen, stop being so tolerant. What I'm saying is, here's my point. Do you think, in this society that we live in...
Can a man wear a wig? Yes.
A different wig every week?
Yes.
And get away with it?
Yes.
I disagree.
Why?
Because they would be laughed at in the bathrooms of this great nation of ours. They would be.
This great nation?
Yeah, we have a great nation. It's a great country. This is the best country in the world. Are you kidding? No? You don't agree?
I beg to differ.
Well, then move. What for me?
But makeup is my thing. Makeup is my thing.
Okay, so beauty box. Mannequin Beauty Box. I love the name. The name is very cool.
Thank you.
I really love
that. Mannequinbeautybox.com. Mm-hmm. That's where you can find all the great products. Yeah, Dear Sis is doing it. Yeah,
Dear Sis, man, I love it. Is it going to be Mannequin Beauty Box by Dear Sis?
No, it's just Mannequin Beauty Box. It's its own entity by itself.
So it's its own brand.
Its own brand. It already exists.
And you have a journal, too, don't you?
I do have a journal.
I heard about this, the journal.
Yes.
Now, is that the Dear Sis Journal?
The Dear Sis Journal. Journal for my sister.
It's right from the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, so it's the same branding as the podcast?
Yes, it is.
Wow. So the cover, it looks like the podcast?
It does not.
Oh, okay. So I guess it's not the same branding.
No, it's not the same branding.
He just lied to me.
Yeah, no, I'm not lying. No, it's not the same cover. That would be kind of cool though and clever, but no.
You should do one that is just the podcast edition. Stuff that you've said on the show. That's like another journal, a different journal.
Okay.
The Dear Sis Podcast Journal.
Maybe I'll write a novel.
So wait a minute. When people listen to the podcast, they have the podcast journal there.
Yes.
And they can write down little notes that stuff that hits them from the podcast.
Absolutely.
And do it by episode.
That's the whole point.
Now we're saying something.
That's the whole point.
See, this is what happens with New Pod City.
Yes.
We start getting into your branding.
Yes, you start digging things out.
Yeah, you merch.
Forget. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like the Bible says.
Get it right.
That it's to the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's to the glory of a king to draw the matter out. So anybody can get dirt on people.
Yeah.
But what we do, at least what me and my wife do as born-again Christians, what we like to do is we like to draw the gold out of somebody.
Good.
I don't want to get dirt on somebody. I want to draw the gold out.
That's your job.
Right? So now you have a new piece of merchandise. Yeah. Well, I'm not a servant. I'm a son.
Son?
I choose to serve, but I'm a son. I'm not a servant. My identity is not wrapped up in servanthood. My identity is I'm a son of God. I'm not a child of God. I am a son. I'm one of his sons. I choose to serve as a son. I choose to serve, but I'm a son first. I'm an owner. I own the company, but I choose to serve. You see my point?
I do see your point,
yeah.
Frank.
No, seriously. That's because I know who I am. That's why you say that people find you intimidating. I don't find you intimidating because I know who I am. People who find you intimidating don't know who they are. And people sometimes say, you know, you should really ease up on the religious stuff when you get on people's... Why? First of all, I'm not religious. I hate religion. I hate it. Sure. There was one thing Jesus hated when he was on this earth. It was religion. I don't like religion, and I know you don't either. But it's all about a relationship with him.
You do have to have a relationship.
Oh, come on. People are like, oh, how do you talk so bold about God? Yeah, well, how do you talk so bold about God? Because I know him. It's like, how I can talk so bold about my wife? Because I know her. You may know about her, but I know her.
Yes.
You see my point?
Yes.
So anyway, I'm drawing gold out by saying you should have, in addition to your journal now, which is cool as that is, have a Dear Sis podcast journal as well. That's specifically designed about the podcast. So people will listen to the show with their Dear Sis podcast journal app. See my point?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
This is definitely the longest episode yet on your show.
That's okay.
Holy smokes.
But I'm glad you came on board.
I'm glad to be on. It's an honor.
Yes, Dear Sis.
Dear Sis. We got to have you on Trenton Waves.
I would love to be on Trenton Waves. That would be awesome.
That would be hilarious because you got to meet Christina.
I'm definitely going to have to bring my parachute for Trenton Waves.
Yeah, definitely.
Because parachute and a life.
Especially with Christina here because she makes me look like I'm sleeping. Yeah, she's like hardcore. I love her.
I'm excited. So there you have it, Dear Sis. It's your big sis. I got to go.
You've been listening to the Dear Sis podcast. Visit us online at dearsis.world today to leave a message or ask a question for our monthly Q&A with MJ.